KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The shrinking field of Republican presidential hopefuls gathered for the fourth time this year. The debate Wednesday night at the University of Alabama was the last meeting before the Iowa caucuses kick off the presidential nominating season next month. Hogan Gidley, former White House Deputy Secretary in the Trump administration, says there was a clear winner in Wednesday's debate.
I don't want to cop out and say Donald Trump, but it's pretty obvious when you don't have to get down in the mud and you can run the issues, run the campaign you want to run. All these candidates are running on his America First policies. So that's a win for the American people, which is good news. But again, I think anyone who stays out of the fray and continues to focus on the people of this country, which he's doing right now, is going to come out better.
The debate aired on cable network News Nation. Also at SRNNews.com, disagreements over border security have led to Republicans to reject a Democrat bill to provide more military aid to Ukraine and Israel.
By a vote of 49 to 51, the Senate failed to give Majority Leader Schumer's bill the two-thirds majority it would have needed to advance. The measure was doomed by a major flare-up this week as senators were being briefed on the crisis in Ukraine and a heated argument broke out over U.S. border policy. Some Republicans are now demanding that the bill be coupled not only with more funding, but also with meaningful border policy reforms. The disagreement is likely to lead to new versions of an aid bill in coming days. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Major California toy retailers without gender-neutral sections will be fined hundreds of dollars under Governor Gavin Newsom's pro-LGBTQ bill. The assembly bill will be enacted January 1st, requiring stores that sell child care items or toys for kids aged 12 years or younger to display a gender-neutral section or be fined up to $500. The legislation will apply to retailers with 500 or more employees. This is SRN News. So the question is, what is your church doing for Christmas?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds the vast majority of Protestant congregations, 81%, will hold a Christmas Eve service this month, as December 24th conveniently falls on a Sunday. Only 41% will offer worship services on Christmas Day, however. About two-thirds of churches will conduct some kind of service project to mark the season, and 10% will embark on that most difficult of all specials, the Living Nativity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin and other Virginia political leaders are decrying a decision not to allow a menorah lighting at a community event in Williamsburg over concerns related to the Israel-Hamas war. The criticism's coming from both parties after the Virginia Gazette reported that the ceremony scheduled for an art and music festival had been canceled. The festival's founder told the newspaper the menorah lighting seemed very inappropriate in light of the conflict. This is SRN News. Sexual violence enacted by terror group Hamas have been brought to light. The latest from the Media Line's Phyllis Friedson.
The media front in the war between Israel and the Iranian proxy Hamas has taken a turn after the terrorist organization's sadistic use of sexual torture became known. Atrocities carried out by Hamas during the October 7th invasion of Israeli border communities near Gaza was the initial attention getter. People learned of the deaths of more than 1,200 Jews and others. That soon gave way to a global focus on humanitarian aid for the Palestinians. But when torture and the weaponization of deviant sexual torture became known, interest around the globe peaked in the horror of the disclosures. Reported were starvation, beatings, rape, burning identifications into children's arms with hot exhaust pipes. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.